USA News, I'm Richard Johnson. The Labor Department says last month's inflation rate was at its lowest rate in more than 2 years. The Consumer Price Index rose by just 0.1% in May. The release comes a day before the Federal Reserve will announce whether it will raise interest rates again or hit pause for a bit. History happens in Miami this afternoon when former President Trump steps into a federal courtroom to face 37 felony charges dealing with the classified documents he kept at home. NBC's Dasha Burns on today's procedure.
We expect to see the former president make his court appearance at 3 o'clock today, where he will be processed, which will include fingerprinting. Pretrial conditions will be set, which could include the surrender of his passport. And then he will be arraigned, and he will make a plea. We expect him to plead not guilty.
Security is very tight inside the courthouse and around the streets as authorities prepare for possible protests. FBI Director Christopher Wray tried to answer questions from members of the House Intelligence Committee last night about what some Republicans say is a two-tier justice system.
If your last name is Biden or your last name is Clinton, you get to live by a different set of rules than Americans who are targeted simply because they're patriotic Americans who happen to be Republicans.
The opinion of New York's Elise Stefanik. Wray did not comment about what he told lawmakers behind closed doors. Last week, Republicans on the House Oversight Committee pressed for a contempt of Congress charge against Wray, but the vote was postponed. Celebration of the Nuggets NBA championship left 10 people wounded last night as gunfire erupted. 3 of the 10 and seriously hurt. A suspect is in custody. Praise from Hollywood for actor Treat Williams, who died in an accident near his home in Vermont yesterday. He was thrown from his motorcycle when it hit an SUV. A movie and TV actor for nearly 50 years, Treat Williams was 71. This is USA News.
My friend and I are taking a trip to Mexico this year, but neither of us speak Spanish. So we downloaded Babbel and started learning Spanish fast.
Want to start getting conversational in another language in as little as 3 weeks? Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons were designed by language experts to be the most efficient and effective way to learn a new language.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
Here at Total Wine & More, our amazing selection means you'll always
love what you find.
Dad, what are you doing here?
Just getting a sneak peek at my Father's Day gifts.
Well, I was thinking of getting you this Barrel Select bourbon.
That's a really nice bottle.
And Total Wine has it at the totally lowest price.
Wow, you always were my favorite.
Thanks, Dad.
Talking to the bourbon, sweetie.
Find what you love, love what you find. Like the perfect gift for Dad at the perfect price. Only at Total Wine & More.
And drink responsibly. B21.
We know there's quite a big difference between the wages of men and women. In California's Silicon Valley, they keep careful track. San Jose State University sociology professor Scott Myers-Lipton has some new numbers.
The gap is now $59,000. Both college-educated people, but between men and women, the wage is $59,000 difference. And that gap has increased by $7,500 since the pandemic.
The number is part of what Myers-Lipton calls the pain index. It also includes the growing number of people who need food.
We're providing food to more than 500,000 people every single month. Literally double the number we were serving before the pandemic.
That's Leslie Baccio, CEO of Silicon Valley's Second Harvest, one of the area's largest food banks. Authors say the goal of the Pain Index is to call attention to issues so policymakers can make changes. When it comes to food, a California casual food chain is trying something new. A drive-in that sells only organic items.
Amy's Drive-Thru is a business venture from the California-based Amy's Kitchen organic food brand. The restaurant will sell vegetarian burgers, fries, shakes, burritos, enchiladas, and soups. The facility itself will also be eco-friendly. There are already 4 Amy's Drive-Thru locations in Northern California, but this is the first in Southern California. I'm Daniel Martindale.
Day after the Nuggets capture the NBA championship, the Vegas Golden Knights go for the Stanley Cup. Knights up 3-1 on the Florida Panthers. I'm Richard Johnson, USA News.
Omaha Steaks Burger Perfection Flight, made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks, rewrites the book on burgers. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout for an extra $20 off your order, plus free shipping when you order the $79.99 Burger Perfection Flight, a fantastic array of pure ground steak on a bun burger greatness. For $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight, use promo code TREAT at checkout at omahasteaks.com and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.